Sick people don't carry pitchforks. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Over the weekend, that big healthcare vote happened in the Senate. In a moment of high drama and with not a vote to spare, the Senate voted 60-39 to make sure that no American need ever worry again about being able to afford healthcare? No, don't be silly. No, in a moment of high drama and without a vote to spare, the Senate voted to allow itself to debate more. They are now taking the week off to recover from the pressure of that decision, which means that when they get back, we'll once again get to hear Democrats saying Democratic things.
We try to get rid of the waste, the fraud, the abuse, the duplication.
And Republicans saying Republican things.
It raises premiums. It raises taxes. It cuts Medicare.
It's something we just can't get enough of. You would think that at some point, the people who really have some skin in the game, the people who work for a living but still can't afford health care, would just go crazy and storm the Capitol. But they don't. When the uninsured fill the streets, it's to line up for free clinics, like the one in Little Rock, Arkansas, that was being held as the Senate was debating whether to debate.
484. Just step around this way, please.
One by one, uninsured Arkansans are called to see a doctor for a physical and routine health screening free of charge.
You see, we need to keep debating this because if we get it wrong...
484. Just step around this way, please.
We might end up with a healthcare system that treats us like a number. Yes, it's a good thing for Congress that sick people are generally too sick to pick up a pitchfork. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.